Hello and welcome to the Cafe Hustle podcast with me, Andy Jones, where today I'm going to talk through some hints and tips and things that I've used in the past, some strategies that can really help you either dial in your business and the offer and how it comes across to your customers, but also how you as an individual can put yourself in the best position to interact with your community and to get the best out of your team and your business as a whole. So we're going to jump into this episode as soon as we get back from thanking our sponsors. We've all been there. Trying to create our business management diary from scratch is really hard work and takes up a huge amount of your precious time. With the Pillar Management Diary, you get an up-to-date, customizable management diary delivered to your business every 12 weeks. Head over to thecafehustle.com/pillar, that's /PILLA, for more information and to create an account with the code HUSTLE10 for 10% off your first year. And don't forget, with your free account, you get access to Pillar's online document library, which is a really valuable resource. So I'm going to jump straight into it, and I've led you with the title of this episode, but it's about looking for some one-star reviews. Now, usually we want to avoid one-star reviews, and we still do for our cafes and coffee shops or any hospitality business, that is. But in this context, we want to be going Google all the businesses that are around your area, maybe a 5, even 10 mile radius from your business, and have a look at all the reviews. Dig into the reviews, certainly the lower stars, so maybe 1 to 3 stars of the food and beverage businesses in your area, and make a note of everything that people dislike about other venues. So whether it's the way the staff interact, whether it's the environment and what is wrong with the environment that the coffee shop is, and start to bring this back into your business and refine your business and avoiding basically these negative points that you've found in your research from all these other businesses. What this does is it allows you to see what people's perception of a great business is, and it allows you to keep away from the things that cause them issues. So this is one of the really advantageous things you can do in order to get an idea of what your customers are looking for. In the same vein, the positive reviews, check them out as well and see what people like and whether it's things that you are doing already or whether you could do things slightly better in your business. But that's this whole process, and it's a really, really valuable process to go through because it gives you a real insight into what your customers are looking at and looking out for when they go out. The next point is for you to reach out and find yourself a mentor and a coach. So mentors, generally, they offer experience, knowledge, and they're fairly directive in their relationship with their clients. So they give you an insight into what they've been through and the things that they have experienced usually experienced in the industry that you're working in. Now, coaching, on the other hand, and that's something that I prefer, that's the way that I prefer to have a relationship with any clients, is through guiding them through their situations, giving them feedback, and helping them be more aware of the things that are going on around the business, but also with themselves. There's a focus on personal development there, as well as the business elements. And by using mentors and coaches, they can really help to give you that extra vision and that extra viewpoint of things that are going on in your business. And to be fair, they both have their roles and they work together in a way, the two different relationships, to help you and your business move forward. So it's always something to really consider as what other insight could you be given into your business. And like I say, both mentors and coaches have a really, really big place in the development of your business and the development of you as a individual. And whereas mentors are very specific in the areas that they can help you with, coaches can help you in a variety of areas, from leadership, certainly business coaches that span across industries and skills like leadership. They can help guide you through particular elements of that. So it's really important to consider where your support network is coming from, whether it's through friends or other people in the industry, as well as using people like mentors and coaches. The next thing is, and if you haven't already got any sort of written documentation down, this is the action point now, and it's a must. Start writing down what you do as a business, whether it's your staff in the morning, what they do to set up the cafe or the coffee shop, what they do through the day, anything that repeats and has a repeatable process. You close down, for example. Start writing these down into some sort of written documentation. And it's about how you want to have your shop being run. Certainly if you're not there, but even if you are still in the business all the time, it's really important to give your staff the autonomy to be able to do these jobs without having to be directed by you or your manager all the time. So start with simple checklists. Of course, you can go really deep into this, and there's greater benefits the deeper you go. Like, for example, freeing up more of your time, whether that helps you to, say, work on the business more or spend more time with your friends or your family, which is really hard to, sometimes to balance with a hospitality business. But it also improves your consistency. Our business is based on that consistent approach and delivery that keeps our customers coming back and back again. It's all part of that experience that they have when they come to your business. And importantly, it helps to make sure your business is being run exactly how you wanted it to. It's that guidance and the support to your staff in written form. So making sure it's in somewhere that's really accessible, like Trainual, which is someone that I, or a business that we talk about a lot on the Cafe Hustle, somewhere that's really easy to access for staff members, really easy to update, really easy to share new things. Try and get it in a format that can really work for you and get your message out. But the most important thing is just start writing it down. Even if you're on your own and you're running a shop or a mobile coffee van or something like that on your own, start writing down what you do on a day-to-day basis. Because if you do get to the point where you are growing and you're scaling and you are going to be in a position where you're working really, really hard, even as an owner, you know, it's not like you're delegating off to all your staff. When you're growing, you are involved in everything that the business is doing. And that's the sort of time where you need to have these systems in place. But if you do grow, and it catches you by surprise even, you're not going to have a chance to document all these systems. So as an action point, I really want to start as something that I made the mistake of not doing, which is putting the systems in place at the very beginning. I don't want you to make that same mistake. So please start documenting that right now. The final point I really want to talk about, and a lot of things that I try to help people with, is giving them more time and getting them out of their business and not being involved in the day-to-day all the time. But that being said, you need to spend some time, even as an owner, certainly in the early days. Yes, you will spend a lot of time in the trenches, and depending on where you are in terms of your business journey, you will be in different places on a spectrum. But try, as an owner, to spend some time working front of house, engage with your customers, either whether it's on the till, serving people, or building and developing new ideas whilst you're in there with your team members. It allows them to see you working and understand each other from a working relationship point of view. But also your customers, if they see you as an owner, or if you're the manager and you're prepared to do every single job in the business, which you should, that's the position you should be taking in the first place, they have a greater connection with the business then as well. And it's all about developing that community and that connection to our customers, who really are so important to us. So it's just another thing to think about. It also helps to motivate your staff when you are there and you're working with them and you get to understand them better, which is something that I constantly come back to when we're talking about building leadership skills. always has to start from the point of understanding your team members. So this is another bit that's really key to try and help you create a better team culture and a better environment for your team members in the first place, but also that experience and the connection to community and your customers. So thank you very much for joining me on this episode, and I hope it gives you a few ideas about what you can look for in terms of little details from other businesses that customers may not like that you can apply to your business so you can avoid that, and then they don't have to, hopefully, you don't get the same negative reviews like other businesses may well do. Now, if you know of someone who may benefit from this episode in particular, grab the link to this episode and share it with them, whether just a text message or anything, just to give them a heads up that this information that they could use and help them in their business. And don't forget, I'd really appreciate if you could rate and review the podcast. It will help us get to more people who I want to get this information out to and hopefully benefit them in their business. So thank you again for joining me on this short episode of the Cafe Hustle, and I'll see you next time.